Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really getting into something that seems simple, but it's actually super complex and vital, building an authentic brand voice. And we're zeroing in on a specific area, the supplement industry. It's dynamic, sure, but also faces, you know, a lot of skepticism. Our main guide here is Crafting Authentic Supplement Brand Voices, a universal guide by Jeff Lord from The Marketing Tutor. Our mission really is to pull out the absolute best bits, the key insights from this guide, basically giving you a shortcut to understanding what makes a brand voice truly connect and, importantly, build trust. Because, let's be honest, brand voice isn't just marketing fluff. It's how a brand creates genuine connection, especially with supplements where credibility is just everything. It's about sounding, well, human in a really crowded space. And what makes a brand feel real might actually surprise you. So, okay, diving in, forging this authentic voice, especially in supplements, where do we even start? The guide points us to step one, right? Knowing your audience.
Absolutely. That's the foundation. And, you know, the guide makes a great point. Lots of brands think they know their audience. They look at age, gender, income, the usual stuff. But the real gold is in the psychographics, the values, the lifestyles, the attitudes towards health. That's where the deep insights lie.
Ah, so going beyond just who they are.
Exactly. Think about it. A brand targeting, say, active millennials might find their audience cares deeply about sustainability, maybe even more than price sometimes. And you only figure that out through proper research surveys, digging into social media analytics, real market deep dives. It lets you craft a voice that speaks to what they actually believe.
That makes sense, getting into their heads a bit. But okay, you start talking in this voice, how do you know if it's landing, if it's working?
Right, that's where feedback is key. And not just, you know, star ratings on products. It's about creating actual feedback loops, talking to people on social media, asking open-ended questions in surveys, really listening. If customers keep bringing up, say, the science behind your ingredients or maybe the eco-friendly packaging, your voice needs to reflect that loud and clear.
Yeah.
This constant back and forth builds community and, crucially, trust. Okay, so it's interactive, not just broadcasting. But audiences change, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They're not static targets. Trends shift, new health research comes out, culture changes things. The guide really hammers this home. You have to stay attuned. Tools like Google Trends, social listening, looking at your analytics, they're like your radar.
So like the plant-based trend you mentioned earlier.
Precisely. Brands that quickly highlighted their vegan options or sustainable sourcing stayed relevant. They sounded authentic because they were moving with their audience. That flexibility, that willingness to adapt, it's just non-negotiable if you want a voice that lasts.
Right, right. It has to evolve. Okay, so you've got this deep understanding. It's evolving. How do you then build the unique voice itself, make it stand out?
It starts with your core values. Mm. And these can't just be words on a web page. They have to be the absolute foundation guiding everything you say and do. They're what create that deeper connection. So if transparency is a core value, your voice constantly emphasizes clear sourcing, testing results, that sort of thing. If it's innovation, you talk about the science, the research.
Makes sense.
And integrating these values everywhere, consistently, that's what builds a trustworthy narrative and makes you different.
But, I mean, in supplements, there's often pressure for quick results, flashy claims. How do brands stick to those values when maybe, you know, a hyped-up message could bring short-term sales? Does the guide touch on avoiding that value washing?
It does, implicitly, by stressing that integration throughout all communication. It's a subtle warning. In a market that can be, let's say, aggressive, a consistent tone born from real values is a powerful signal of authenticity. It builds trust before someone even buys anything. And developing that unique tone, that's about defining the brand's personality. Are you the high-energy, performance-focused coach? Or maybe the calm, nurturing guide to wellness, that tone, the emotion, the style shapes how people perceive you. It needs to feel right for the brand and the audience.
So getting that personality consistent, making sure you sound like you everywhere. How do brands manage that across, well, everything, Instagram, emails, the website?
Yeah, that consistency is absolutely crucial. Uniformity reinforces who you are and builds immense trust. Seeing the same voice, feeling the same personality everywhere, the guide strongly advises creating really detailed brand guidelines. We're talking specific words to use or avoid, the right tone for different situations, the stylistic choices, and just as important, training. Regular training for everyone creating content ensures they all embody that voice.
Training. Okay.
But you can still adapt, right? You maintain the core values, the core message, but the tone might shift slightly. Maybe a bit more casual on social media, a bit more formal or scientific on the main website. It's about being appropriate for the platform while still being fundamentally the same brand.
Okay, that nuance is interesting. This brings up another point. How do brands connect emotionally, go beyond just listing benefits?
Ah, storytelling. That's the key. Our brains are just wired for narrative. Stories connect emotionally in a way facts and figures rarely do. They're how you convey your values, your mission, the impact of your products in a way that feels human and relatable.
Right, like the example you gave earlier, the science says it works, but the story of someone getting their life back, that's what hits you.
Exactly. The guide talks about sharing those transformative customer journeys, someone improving their health, achieving a goal with the help of your supplements. That inspires people, builds community, and you can tell these stories through videos, blogs, social media, lots of formats.
And it's not just customer stories, is it? The brand has its own story too.
Absolutely. Sharing the brand's own history, its origin story, adds so much depth. You know, talking about the challenges, the breakthroughs, the passion that started it all, that builds credibility. A small family business story feels different than a giant corporation, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Highlighting those key moments, maybe a product innovation based on feedback or overcoming a hurdle, creates this rich narrative that really sets you apart. And of course, keep showcasing those customer success stories. They are pure gold. Social proof.
Demonstrating it actually works for real people.
Yes. And the guide suggests using specifics, when possible, data, metrics, like someone hit a fitness PB or saw measurable health improvements, encouraging user-generated content, people sharing their own photos, videos, experiences that just amplifies everything and builds that community organically.
Okay, let's dig into credibility a bit more. Supplements. Skepticism is real. How do brands build that undeniable trust? Turn doubters around.
It's about leveraging different kinds of social proof strategically. Influencer partnerships can be really effective if they're authentic. The guide stresses alignment. Partnering with influencers whose values genuinely match yours, whose audience fits, their endorsement then feels real, not just a paid ad.
Like the fitness trainer example.
Exactly. A trainer who actually uses and believes in the product.
Mm-hmm.
Their workout demos, their meal plans featuring the supplement. That's powerful visibility to the right people.
Yeah.
Then there's user-generated content, UGC. We touched on it, but it's huge for credibility. Those organic posts, testimonials, reviews from real customers, that's seen as way more genuine than anything the brand produces itself.
Because it's unfiltered.
Precisely. Brands should actively feature UGC, maybe even run contests to encourage people to share. It builds trust and community like nothing else. And finally, especially in this industry, trust badges and certifications. They're vital.
It's like the organic or non-GMO seals.
Yes. Or third-party testing validations. These symbols instantly tell consumers you meet certain standards of quality, safety, ethics. You need to display them prominently, packaging, website, but also explain what they mean. Educate your audience. It weaves into that narrative of reliability and commitment.
That makes total sense. So, okay, you've built the voice, you've established credibility. How do you keep that connection strong? How do you sustain it long term?
It comes down to smart, adaptive content planning. You need ongoing themes for your content, themes that align with your values and what your audience cares about, nutrition tips, fitness advice, deep dives into health trends. It's not just about selling.
Providing real value.
Exactly. Positioning yourself as a thought leader. Use a content calendar, mix up the formats, blogs, videos, maybe even a podcast like this one. Social posts, keep it fresh, keep it engaging.
And how do you make sure people actually see this great content?
Optimization. SEO is crucial, obviously. Using the right keywords, and the guide mentions LSI keywords specifically.
LSI, Leighton Semantic Indexing.
Right. Basically, related terms and concepts around your main topic. So not just collagen, but also joint health, skin benefits, amino acids. It shows search engines and readers you have real depth.
Got it. More comprehensive.
Yeah. Beyond keywords, it's about great titles, engaging writing, good visuals, maybe interactive bits, clear calls to action, make people want to stick around. And always, always monitor your analytics. See what's working, what's not, and adjust.
And the market keeps changing.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So adaptation is key. Stay on top of industry news, research, consumer behavior shifts. Like the guide notes, personalized nutrition is a growing trend. How does that affect your messaging? Look at new tech too. AI analytics, AR for product demos, chatbots for better service. These can enhance engagement.
Sounds like you need to be nimble.
You do.
Yeah.
And watch your competitors, see what they're doing, find gaps, maybe differentiate by focusing on holistic wellness if everyone else is pushing performance. Use all that data to keep refining your strategy.
Okay, this constant refinement, this connection, how does it ultimately translate into, you know, real loyalty, customers who stick with you?
That's the ultimate goal, right? And it starts, the guy suggests, With building a genuine community, think interactive campaigns on social, maybe online or even local events, wellness challenges,
yeah.
Things that foster that emotional connection, that sense of belonging.
Making people feel part of something.
Exactly. And actively engaging, responding to comments, messages, being present in forums, make people feel heard and valued. That builds incredible loyalty.
And customer service must play a huge role there too.
Oh, massive. Exceptional service reinforces that caring, trustworthy voice. If someone has a problem and you handle it well with empathy, that builds more trust than if nothing ever went wrong.
Yeah.
Offer different support channels, train your team to be the brand voice, and importantly, ask for feedback on the service itself. Always be improving.
Keep evolving, basically.
Consistently. Reevaluate your messaging, your products, your strategies. Foster innovation internally. Adapt to those trends we talked about. Stay relevant.
And what about rewarding that loyalty?
Crucial. Loyalty programs aren't just about discounts, though those help. Think early access to new stuff, exclusive content, special events. Promote these programs. Show you value your loyal customers. And if you can, personalize the rewards. That fosters an even deeper connection and turns customers into advocates who spread the word. That's invaluable.
Wow, okay. We've covered a lot of ground here, from deep audience understanding to storytelling, credibility, content, community. It's clear how all these pieces, even small details, build that authentic, powerful brand voice, especially for supplements.
It really is a comprehensive picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaves you thinking, doesn't it? In this noisy world, what really makes any brand feel genuine? How do these ideas, understanding people, being consistent, telling stories, building trust, evolving, apply beyond just supplements to any business, maybe even how we communicate personally?
That's a great final thought. Something for all of you listening to consider. Think about the brands you trust, the ones you connect with. How are they using these strategies? And how could you bring more authenticity and connection into your own world?